What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are closed right now because I got a bunch of stuff to share with you. So let's get on over back to the Skripal poisoning case. And finally, after much arm twisting and so forth, Great Britain finally delivered samples of the supposed Novichok to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, who in turn sent it up to one of the best laboratories in the world for determining what the chemicals actually were. And that was the independent Swiss state Spies Lab. And what the Spies Lab found was that among various other compounds in this material was an agent called BZ, which is shorthand for 3-quininucleotidyl benzylate. There's a mouthful for you. And it is not a lethal agent, but it is a powerful, powerful hallucinogenic. It goes right for the acetylcholine receptors. It is far more potent a hallucinogen than LSD is, but it has a wide margin of safety where somebody who's given an overdose, yeah, they're going to have hallucinations for days on end, but it's not going to kill them. And apparently, this drug was originally developed under the direction of the U.S. government in an effort to come up with a battlefield drug that would maximize the aggression of the soldiers. And apparently on its first test, the test subjects turned on one another rather than on the opposing force. So, but it's still out there. And here's the kicker. Russia does not use or produce BZ. It is produced in the United States. It's produced in Great Britain. It's produced in many of the NATO countries. And so at this point, for BZ to be present there tells us that wherever this toxic substance came from that was used on the Skripals, it did not come from Russia. Now, over in Ukraine, we're starting to see some very alarming trends indicating that Kiev is going to try and cook up some kind of a war in Donbass. Yet another flashpoint to get us into a war against Russia. Down in Israel, the march for land is continuing. Israeli snipers are still shooting at the protesters. And rights groups are out there saying that peaceful protests don't represent combat, and therefore the IDF has no legal right to be shooting the protesters. Now, they've killed dozens, they've wounded well over 1,200 protesters, and the rules of engagement for the IDF is if they're out there protesting against Israel, well, that's a threat. And no, it isn't. Apparently in Palestine, 4 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza by suspected Israeli shelling. And apparently no particular reason why they did that. Just Israel being Israel again. Now, China just had a major military parade. It was a show of force and support for Russia. And in response, we're hearing all of this tough talk from the Pentagon, from General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, is out there saying that the Pentagon has a global campaign plan for China. So now they're talking about taking on China. It really is rather absurd. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Navy. And the Navy's been hit by a huge number of scandals lately. There's the Fat Leonard scandal that involves something like 60, that's 60 admirals who were getting kickbacks for inflated naval contracts being sold by this Fat Leonard character. Then you have, of course, the recent issues with some of our warships colliding with cargo ships and tankers out here in the Pacific, which they tried to claim was a deliberate attack, and it wasn't. And now the U.S. Navy is accused of tech piracy. And apparently German software company Bit Management caught the Navy illegally installing this virtual reality software. And in 2011, the company agreed to license to the Navy 38 copies of its virtual reality software. And the Navy was reportedly happy with the software, and Bit Management began negotiating to sell additional copies. And then they discovered that the Navy had installed this software on more than 500,000 computers. So now there's a massive, massive lawsuit for intellectual property violations. Well, it's not quite the Navy that we're shown in all those movies and TV shows and the commercials, you know, like Top Gun. Since the year 2001, you, the American taxpayer, have spent at least $4.5 trillion on wars. This is not including the trillions that simply went missing out of the Pentagon. So if you're walking around the streets of your town and you're wondering why the pavement is cracked and the metal's all corroded, and why there are hungry and homeless people all over, why there are so many retail vacancies, it's because all of the wealth of the country has been sucked out to give to the war machine. We've been living in a wartime economy for going on 20 years, and our nation is showing it. It is really showing it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Apparently, over in Japan, the Japanese people are getting very angry with Prime Minister Abe, and apparently he is engulfed in quite a few of his own scandals. There's a feeling of crisis, and there was a huge rally in Tokyo demanding that Prime Minister Abe resign. This, of course, is going to put a crimp in efforts to find a peaceful solution for North Korea. All right, let's talk about some of the domestic political stuff that's coming along here. The FBI and the Department of Justice has confirmed that some of the memos Comey took when he was fired contained classified information. That's a Title 18 violation right there. When you are fired and you're in possession of classified information, you have to return it or certify that it has been destroyed. The Department of Justice and the FBI also asserts that Comey's leak to the New York Times targeting President Trump was unauthorized and said that Comey's operating on the same level as WikiLeaks after all that criticism. Now, a lot of people are still trying to figure out what the heck was going on with James Comey when he basically just gave Hillary a get-out-of-jail-free card for the email scandal. And a lot of people are looking for very complex motives. Was he being blackmailed? It turns out that Comey's family were all passionate Hillary Clinton supporters. Some of them worked on her campaign. Comey's wife was just out there saying, it's time we have a woman president. I mean, forget about all the other stuff. Forget about the dead bodies. Forget about the corruption of the foundation. Forget about, but she's a woman. It's time for a woman president. And apparently Comey's wife basically pressured him in to dropping the email investigation because they thought Hillary was going to win. Wrong on that count. Apparently, Comey's wife took part in some of those post-election demonstrations where the snowflakes went on out there and cried and screamed and popped bubble wrap and so forth and so on here. Now, as you know, the FBI raided the offices of Trump attorney Michael Cohen, and they're down in the gutter. This is all about that Stormy Daniels affair, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. I'm sick and tired of seeing her face on TV. And they stole, they confiscated a bunch of materials, some of which Comey says have actually nothing to do with the case that was on the warrant. And they're not supposed to do that either. Well, an attorney for President Trump has asked a federal judge to allow the president and his lawyers to have the first look at the FBI evidence seized in the Michael Cohen office raid. Now, I have a comment about that. And that is a thing called attorney-client privilege, which is supposed to be inviolable. And in their eagerness to get Donald Trump, they violated attorney-client privilege. They violated the scope of the warrant. They're down there in the gutter dealing with porn stars. It betrays just how desperate they are. Now, I am very disappointed in Donald Trump, okay? But we all have to play by the rules. If we don't play by the rules, then we're no better than the government itself is. And I don't want to go there. Another story that came on out, this in before it's news, that the main reason Hillary was not indicted is because everyone in Washington, D.C. was tied to that Clinton Foundation. And that was something that we suggested might be the case all the way back when the email case first broke and nothing was being done. Hillary had all this money. It was basically a slush fund and a money laundry all in one, and everybody was dipping into it. If the entire truth about the Clinton Foundation ever came out, it would probably be the biggest single scandal in U.S. history, outdoing the Teapot Dome, for example. Now, right now, governments and big banks are stockpiling gold, an indication that they think there's going to be some kind of an upset in the paper currencies. Russia and China are certainly grabbing as much gold as they can. People keep asking, how much gold is still in Fort Knox? Trust us, the American people's gold is still there, really, honest. We talked about this on the gold conspiracy for the History Channel. We don't know what's down there. Remember when Germany wanted to repatriate their gold? They got that big stall from the New York Fed. And when they finally got their gold back, it wasn't the same bars Germany had set over there for storage. They were new bars, and they turned out to be far less pure than what Germany had sent over. The New York Fed was using the gold. They would take it in, charge a fee for storage in their gold vaults, and then when nobody was looking, it would go out the back and be rehypothecated for some other purpose. Bunch of crooks over there. The global debt bubble has hit a new all-time high. It's always going to do that because of private central banking. The debt grows faster than the available money supply. So the global debt bubble has hit $237 trillion with a T. Global debt increased 10% in 2017 to nearly a quarter quadrillion U.S. dollars. There's no way to pay it off. That's the problem with private central banking. The debt that is being created can never be paid off. There isn't enough money. We could all wind up standing in the middle of the street, totally naked, no food, no housing, no nothing, and there still would not be enough money to pay that debt off. It's a system of enslavement. And that's what the bankers want. They want us all to be their debt slaves. One planet, one government, one private central bank to hold the human race in debt bondage until we go extinct. Now, here's an interesting little report. This came out of Project Republic today. And apparently, there's a new report examining the budgets of both the Defense Department and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And it found that between the years 1998 and 2015, these two departments alone lost, misplaced, over $21 trillion in American taxpayer funds. That's enough money to pay off the officially acknowledged national debt. Now, the report was written by Dr. Mark Skidmore, a professor of economics at Michigan State University, and Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm sure you've heard that name before. And it says the missing money is a direct result of unsupported journal voucher adjustments made to the department's budgets. There's all these creative bookkeeping, mark to market and so forth. Whatever happened to, this is what we've got, this is what we spent, this is what we have left over. Huge sums of money have disappeared into the Pentagon and HUD. And I don't think we should give the Pentagon any more money until they find out where all of that went. Because if we give them more of our trillions, what are they going to do? They're going to misplace it. They'll just lose it. It's going to go into somebody's pocket. Another article out here. This is from AntoniusAquinas.com. Basically saying at this point, the only thing that's going to save the world from a U.S.-initiated global war is an economic collapse. And I think that's what we're all going to have to work toward, finding a way to bring the economy down in order to forestall World War III. Now, do you remember back when Bill Clinton was president and they made a big deal about his federal budget surplus? Oh, look at all that money. We've got a federal budget surplus. And then it later came on out that what Bill Clinton had done was basically take the cash buildup in Social Security that was putting in there for the expected surge in baby boomer retirements, and he moved it to the general revenue fund and he spent it. And that was a huge mess. Well, apparently, because baby boomers are still retiring, the current Social Security Trust Fund has a $2.9 trillion surplus. And apparently, Congress just voted to basically commandeer that as part of cost reductions. So they're basically embezzling you, the American worker. Because that money in Social Security is not their money. It's your money that you were coerced into placing in trust with the government. And the government just showed they can't be trusted. Bill Clinton proved that. These politicians just proved that. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And this is an indicator that's what's going on right now. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans want to deal with the issue of welfare cheats. And we need to be very careful. There are some people who need assistance. There are people who just kick back, get the welfare, watch TV all day. So they're bringing back on the national level an obligation for work requirements on most adults who receive SNAP or food stamps. And I think it's a good idea up to a point. It depends on what you're going to have them do. My concern is that a welfare recipient is given a job that might otherwise be filled by somebody who would be earning wages or a salary on that job. Now, if you're talking about going on out and cleaning up the streets or something like that, I think that might actually help. But I really do think the United States is an empire in decline. I think it's gone too far to be turned around. I've been trying to turn this country around for almost a quarter of a century now. And I think it's doomed. And I just hope that the U.S. doesn't take the rest of the world with it when it implodes. Now, over in Turkey, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about Turkey joining the European Union. Given what's happening in the member states of the European Union, I think that would be a mistake. But at this point, the EU is now saying they're not sure they want Turkey to join, mostly because of Erdogan's being a loose cannon on deck regarding all these wars that are going on. So that deal may be off. Out in California, more and more cities are coming on board, joining this Trump lawsuit against the state government. And so all of a sudden, this opposition to the illegal immigrant sanctuary status, it's really beginning to spread. And people, they're just sick and tired of the crowding. They're sick and tired of the crime. They're sick and tired of the huge costs of supporting these people. So they're all getting on board. And, of course, the open borders people are out there screaming, oh, you're being a racist again. No, we're not being racist. Illegal isn't a race. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just now on Fox News, they had a lower third, FBI warns of Russian cyber attack. And this has actually been all over the place. We're getting it from Britain. We're getting it from all of the usual propaganda outfits. And it may be that the war powers are so desperate to silence the independent media, they're going to launch a massive hacking DDoS campaign against us all, which, if you think about it, wouldn't make any sense because we're the ones who are out here, like Russia, trying to avoid a war. But then the U.S. government doesn't believe they have to make any sense. We're the government. Just do what we say and all will be well. Over in North Carolina, there is was a gun range, the Triad Active Shooters Club outside Greensboro, Winston-Salem. And apparently it has burned down in what is very obviously a case of arson. So the gun grabbers are now out there basically burning places down here. Now, as you know, back when David Hogue was out there being the darling of the media, he called for a boycott of Laura Ingraham because Laura Ingraham had basically said some negative things about him, which were true, and she has a right to report them. And so David went on out there and said, we're boycotting against her advertisers. And some of the advertisers did jump ship. at the slightest threat of bad publicity. Some of the advertisers, like MyPillow, stuck with Laura. Fox News stood behind her. And it turns out, like, Hoag boycott really didn't do anything. The Ingraham Angle was the leading cable news show in its time slot, averaging 2.69 million viewers throughout the week. The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell came in with 2.6 million viewers. Now, there's a little hidden message in there. There are 300 million people in the United States of America, and the top-rated show only gets 2.69 million of those. You can do the math for yourself. The corporate media has lost its audience. And that's why they're so angry with us. We just spoiled it all for them. Okay. Now then, let's talk about Winter Storm Xanto. It's finally starting to fade, but it was a mess over the weekend. It was closing Twin Cities schools. Again, schools were closed today. Hundreds of thousands are still without electricity. And there are three deaths now attributed to this storm. One from a vehicular accident. Actually, two vehicular accidents and one guy who suffered a heart attack while shoveling the snow. This storm has broken all April snowfall records. And I can already see the email I'm going to get. It's just weather. It's just weather. It's no big deal. But you need to remember the context of all of this. And that is how Al Gore and all the carbon Nazis back in 2000 were insisting that because of human-caused global warming, that snowfalls were now a thing of the past. And it just didn't work out that way, did it? All right. Now, it's snowing in Des Moines heavily. Apparently, the blizzard Xanto slammed into Minnesota. They got a record snowfall. Gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. Okay. All right. Now then, apparently, over at Boreal Mountain Resort, they're enjoying a late season. Skiers and snowboarders are out there. They're having a lot of fun. So, again, I think it's pretty obvious at this point, the global warming was a huge money-making hoax. And they're trying to rebrand and say, well, it's climate disruption. And they're still pulling out that old one about how global warming results in colder winters, which that's the shark right there. And let's see. Spring storm brings low snow to Sierra. Apparently, it's snowed in Africa. And over here in WCAX is reporting their snow all over there as well. So it's out there. And they lied to us. There's no other way to put it. They lied to us to get our obedience and our money. That's what they did. Now, interestingly enough, over at Fox 17, they have a weatherman, Gary Frank, who was being basically chastised by fans for just always talking about cold weather. And he came on out and finally said, what do you want me to do, lie to you? That's Al Gore's job. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we were talking about how long it takes to clean up contaminated sites, which underscores the fact that this claim that the reason they're not finding chemical weapons in Duma is Moscow tampered with the site. It's an utterly ridiculous lie on the face of it here. We were talking about Fukushima cleanup. Hanford is another one. The Hanford Nuclear Reservation. It's a huge, huge chunk of land out in the American West, up into Washington State, Oregon. And they're trying to clean it up there. Place has been around for 70 years. They were making portions of the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki. And apparently, as workers tear down buildings to basically demolish them, the workers are being exposed to intensive radiation. And they're now finding radiation 10 miles away from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation as demolition work is halted after the contamination of the workers. I feel really sorry for all those people downstream from Hanford. The government just hasn't really cared about them at all. You know, one of the things I discovered is I was trying to do some research on cancer. It's actually very hard to find any detailed maps of where people are getting cancer. I tried to do it for here in Hawaii a while back, and there was basically a map showing the rates on the individual islands, which did vary. But trying to like track it down to specific neighborhoods, cannot find the maps. They're just not out there. And it makes us wonder if maybe there are known causes of cancer in our infrastructure. High-powered radio transmitters, exposure to certain chemicals, and they don't want people looking at those maps. Certainly the realtors don't want people looking at those maps and deciding they don't want to buy a home in this brand new development sitting over a nuclear landfill. Okay, story coming out of the Hacker News. Cyber criminals are hijacking routers' DNS to distribute an Android banking Trojan. It's called Roaming Mantis. And what they're able to do is to go into your router, and most routers have their own internal DNS tables to speed things up. And so the hackers will go into your router, they'll load up the DNS table with phony IPs going to look-alike malware sites. You'll think you'll be going to CNN, you're going to a website that's copied from CNN, but it loads malware. And this is why, if you have a router, change its default password. It's one of the biggest mistakes you can make in securing your home computer and your home network is to not change that default password. All righty, we got a caller on the line, Thomas in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for having me on. I heard you talking about the missing money from the Pentagon, and I've heard Catherine Austin Fitz give quite an account of what seems to be going on, as well as that guy, Dr. Mark Skidmore, out of Michigan State.
Yes.
Apparently, he was a disbeliever. He thought she was just some kind of a... She just couldn't believe it, so then he checked it out himself, and apparently that's his line of education. And he said, darn, she's right. And yep. I just wanted to add that apparently for a period of time during possibly this theft, I mean, the comptroller of the Pentagon was Rabbi yes. Dov Zakheim.
Yes.
And if you look at his family lineage, there's a thing I saw on Rents, his grandfather... They were over in Europe there, apparently married one of the relatives of Karl Marx. And his father was involved, and was in action, his grandfather, I think, was involved in the Bolshevik Revolution. Amazing,
yes.
huh? Small yep. family.
Yep.
That's all I have.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Right. We're going to let you go. Well, apparently Great Britain is already out there saying that if Russia launches a cyber attack on Great Britain is prepared for a retaliatory cyber attack. And no, Russia is not going to launch a cyber attack, certainly not against the independent media. But again, they're just looking for any reason to get people to hate Russia. And we talked before about the possibility of a virtual 9/11. Where the internet is taken down, it causes tremendous harm to businesses, it breaks our lines of communication, forces us to be dependent on broadcast TV for our news. And again, blame it on somebody like Iran or North Korea or Russia. Because the government does have a major problem. They can't lie to the public with impunity. Every time the government comes out with another lie, it can be clocked, you know, with an egg timer, how long it's going to be believed. Like that one about how the reason there's no contamination at that Duma site is Russia has tampered with it. So I'm feeling a sense of desperation coming on out. And desperate people take desperate chances, and they do desperately stupid things. All right, let's go back to the phones. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Roxanne, are you there?
Yes, okay. I just wanted to kind of fill some people, everybody in on, you know, who are the three groups, especially in Syria with this whole, all these years, is the, you know, to get this message out that Assad is gassing his people. they would be A, the White Helmets, okay? That's a UK intelligence group that runs that. Number two would be Syrian American Medical Society. That's funded out of here by the Muslim Brotherhood. And then the VDC, that's Violations Documentation Center. And we know that Ayman Al-Zawahiri and Soros fund that. So there you go.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, the White Helmets, you know, they're all worried about these children and everything. They took off for Idlib. So they're over there now. That's the next false flag. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Well, I think they took off for Idlib because that neighborhood near Damascus, Douma, has been cleaned out. And it's almost like the claim that there was a chemical attack was sort of a parting gift so that the U.S. would come on in and act like ISIS air support yet one more time. Okay, apparently Mark Zuckerberg has admitted Facebook is subjective in how they manipulate their algorithms to censor conservatives, which we knew all along. The censorship is not just of bad words and pictures of naked people or attacks on gays or anything like that. It's politically motivated filtering, which is why everybody needs to get off of Facebook right now. We're going to take another phone call from Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hope paradise is smiling your way today.
It's a little cloudy. Other than that, we're fine.
And I hope Fukushima fallout isn't a big deal. Someday you'll have to give us your your astute analysis of that.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, have you ever heard of Operation Talpiot, T-A-L-P-I-O-T?
Yes, I have.
Because I saw a YouTube vid called Israel's Secret Weapon, the Talpiot Program. Blew me away, man, blew me away. Israel's Secret Weapon, the Talpiot Program, and also another one, Russia taking over Middle East, protecting Israel. And then I saw another one, man, this is astonishing, equally, it's called Evidence, Israel did 9/11, Trump approves. Israel did 9/11, Trump approves, and I thought, whoa.
And that's a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch. And so is the one about Russia taking over the Middle East, because we know from General Wesley Clark that was the U.S. agenda.
Yeah, well, I think it's really, I think it's a sophisticated soap opera psyops in many ways. And if it's not, there is this YouTube channel, Press for Truth. Press for Truth. This kind of blew me away. I didn't know that there was this thing called Genie Oil and Gas, you know, like G-E-N-I-E, Genie Oil and Gas.
Yes.
Syrian War, Golan Heights. Well, it so happens that these guys at Press for Truth, they divulge the names of the board of directors of Genie Oil and Gas. It looks like they're all, you know, PNAC, former PNAC folks. And it's in direct competition with a Russian, Syrian, Iranian oil and gas pipeline project.
Yes,
I don't know, man. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy over there, right?
Well, Dick Cheney's on the board of directors of Genie.
Thank you. And there's others too, and they're all dual Israeli. I suspect Genie is dual Israeli. And what do you want to bet they're all kissing cousins? I think they're all kissing cousins. And that thing, that documentary about Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, they each wrote books. Netanyahu is Terrorism, How the West Can Win. And I think Trump's book was America, the Country We Deserve, or something like that. And it shows you Trump's word-for-word response to 9/11 when he was questioned about the structural integrity. And he said, there's no way planes are going to penetrate the building. The gas can't burn hot enough, yada, yada. And then a few days later, he says, yeah, you know, when you get a group of people that are hell-bent on terrorism and destruction, anything can happen.
Well, so he was compromised even back then.
Oh, man, you got to see it, Brooke. You got to see it. But,
okay,
you know,
Fred,
I want your...
Fred, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we've got some breaking news here I need to get to. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. All right. Apparently, there is another missile attack taking place over Syria right now. According to Sana, the sirens are sounding, and it looks like there's another missile attack targeting Shayrat Air Base in Homs province. No more details other than that, but it looks like the missile strikes are back on. I'm just so disgusted with this government here. Alrighty, we all know about Amazon. They sell all kinds of interesting things. Apparently over in Great Britain, Amazon UK has been forced to pull child sex dolls from their online storefront after widespread complaints from a watchdog group. And apparently the concern was that pedophiles might use them as a gateway doll, which would lead them to the sexual abuse of real children. My question is, why does Amazon even have this sort of thing in the first place? And I know they got a lot of interesting stuff out there in Amazon, and there's a lot of kinky stuff, but I have to side with the critics on this one. That was wholly inappropriate. It was wholly inappropriate. Story coming on out of the Daily Mail. Top medical journals accused of skewing research by raking in millions of dollars in bribes from drug firms. And it's basically talking about the fact that these so-called professional peer-reviewed medical journals have been shifting the articles, rewriting them, and they get millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical companies. And obviously, that calls the reliability and the honesty and accuracy of those journals into question. Now, journals profiting the most from this cozy relationship with drug firms included the Journal for the American Medical Association, which gets 52% of its revenue from printing studies by pharmaceutical companies that obviously favor their product, and the Journal for the American College of Cardiology, whose 35 editors rake in an estimated $15 million from companies every single year. So it's all about the money. It's not about quality medical care. It's about pushing product. Now, a lot of people are very upset over this approval for the mega merger of Bayer and Monsanto. And these are two companies with very, very lousy reputations. Of course, we all know about Monsanto and glyphosate and their attempt to force GMO seeds on the entire planet. Bayer is notorious for having used tainted blood from prisoners to create a hemophilia drug that turned out to be infected with AIDS. And rather than destroy it, Bayer simply chose to sell it in other countries where there were no laws governing AIDS-contaminated blood products. So these are two of the worst companies about to become the biggest worst company of all. Now, if you're over in East Africa, you know that there is this rift. You can see it very clearly on Google Earth, and apparently it is starting to move, apparently this rift made a sudden appearance in southwestern Kenya and suggests that the eastern part of Africa is starting to pull away and form its own new continent. Of course, it's going to take, you know, tens of thousands, if not millions of years, but it is interesting to start to see this happen. Over in Balikpapan, which is an Indonesian port city, they've declared a state of emergency after there was a fracture in a pipeline that caused a devastating oil spill along the coast, killing five fishermen and bringing health problems to hundreds of locals. Apparently, it ignited. And it's covering an area of around 18 square kilometers or 7 square miles, contaminating the sea and polluting the air with thick black smoke. And one protected dugong is already washed up dead on the shore. The five fishermen died after being caught up in the fire caused by the spill. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Thank you.
what's right and what's real. Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky.
All right, so I'm doing this over the phone. We just lost the computer that we do the Twitch on. I'm going to have to replace that now. More news coming in about that attack on Syria. Apparently, Israeli warplanes are attacking Damascus. Syria is trying to fight back. So the caller we had earlier in the show was absolutely right. This is not over. It's not going anywhere. And it's a rough time. This is a very, very dangerous time, and a lot of people have been going to sleep at night dreaming of mushroom clouds out the window. So the issue is going to be at some point, when does Syria really react to all these provocations? When does Russia react to all the provocations? This is not a new Cold War. This is a hot war that they're moving toward. That report that Donald Trump wanted to bomb Iranian and Russian assets last Friday is very, very scary. He actually thinks we can win a war against Russia and China. And I disagree. I don't think that we can. Any war that we have will be costly on both sides. So it's a very, very dangerous situation indeed. Okay. Anyway, down in Australia, apparently they've got a major brush fire that is on its way towards a nuclear reactor. There doesn't seem to be any way to stop it. It's just outside of Sydney, and they're obviously very, very concerned. Okay, I'm hearing something in the background. Anyway, by the way, speaking of the Navy scandals here, apparently a Navy chaplain has been fired after he was caught on video having sex in the parking lot of a New Orleans bar. So there's a good one right there. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the show. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and hopefully we'll have our technical issues worked out by tomorrow. So have a good day. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.